can't do much about the watch, but you can listen. Listening is good. Listening is important. Listening is sort of a tune-up for your brain, and that's what we have for you here at Doug Steffens' Good Day program, a tune-up for your brain on Wednesday, March the 12th. Ken Kessler and I are here in this hour to overview some of the things that you are talking about or you want to talk about or you think you ought to know more about. You've heard the headlines. Now, how did it go? Time for the rest of the story. As hard as it may be for you to believe, there is no more news. And I chuckle about it. It's not probably a laughing matter, but Malaysian Airlines says they have no information. News media has no information. None of the search and rescue teams have any information. There's a company called Digital Globe from Colorado. They own one of the most advanced commercial satellite networks. They have posted scores of images online. Thousands of volunteers are scanning those images, trying to find any clues that might lead to finding that jetliner, the Boeing 777. So many people are trying to help. The website has crashed, in fact, Kenny, a couple of times. So, apparently the plane was way off course, and even heading the last images they can find of it seemed to indicate it was going in the wrong direction. Stayed on radar for an hour after losing all communications. So what the heck is going on here? What more speculation have you heard, Kenny, in listening around to all the various posts that you listen to, listening to some of the conversations on the talk radio programs, and more interestingly, what do our folks listening to the program say about this at facebook.com/Good Day Show and Twitter at Good Day? It's just amazing, kind of. Nothing. Everything just kind of vanished.
It really runs the gamut. Elaine says, I wonder if some terrorist group has now acquired a brand new aircraft. Imagine the possibilities.
Yeah. I don't know. You wouldn't lose it on radar. Somehow or other, a global satellite imagery. It's almost impossible for us to disappear or anything that big to disappear. Or if that turns out to be the case, the suggestion, a lot of wild suggestion, okay, they've got an airplane, so now they'll use their own airplane to crash into something. Yeah. You could steal a lot smaller plane, be more effective, and you could do the same amount of damage. The size of the plane doesn't make any difference unless it's just a small little, one of those little four-passenger planes. But you get something 730, even a 717, something like that. Yeah. What else?
Dylan says they'll never find that plane, especially if it's at the bottom of the ocean or somewhere in the jungle of Vietnam. They're still finding planes from the war.
You know, I was thinking that yesterday. How many times have we seen as a theme to some movies the discovery of a plane in a tree? It was a fighter plane or something from World War II. Seen that. That's happened. Not lots very frequently. Pretty hard to find to hide something that's as long as a football field. How do you hide that? All right, what else?
Thomas says, isn't it time to change from black boxes to streamed satellite data?
A lot of people have asked that question, and it seems to be a good one. The black box seems to be old-style technology, whereas all of us have GPS in our cars, right? And you've got it.
Yeah.
I mean, if these guys, most pilots, most airlines have iPads, and those have tracking devices in them. So I'm not sure I get that. All right, 888-302-3684, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Ken Kessler. Here's talk host Scott Sloan with aviation expert Patrick Smith. They discussed the reports on the plane, the fact that it was off course, why the heck was it going in the wrong direction, et cetera, et cetera.
4 days and not a trace. This is really, really unusual considering the time in which we live. We're connected all the time to everything.
Yeah, it's unusual, and it's getting stranger and stranger by the hour. The last report I heard said that military authorities have now come forth saying they tracked the missing Malaysia Airlines plane for something like 500 miles after contact was initially lost by air traffic control. Now, I have an anti-speculation rule where I hate throwing out conjecture and theories because always in these cases, what people first come up with turns out to be either totally wrong or at best very incomplete. So that being said, it is looking to me, I'm just getting a sense that something very strange happened. I don't want to use the H word, hijacking,
yeah.
But it's things are pointing that way at this point.
Hmm. I pointed out the other day, I said, you know, I talked to someone in the FBI, they said off the record, obviously, is they couldn't find a heat signature. And as you know, NORAD, they have these big global maps. And if someone is launching a missile, we're able to tell instantly because of the heat signatures, you know, like heat-seeking missiles work. Well, they went and looked at the time, and there was no explosion. They couldn't find anything over that area of the world that would indicate that there was an explosion in midair. So, now whether that's confirmed or not, true to be made, but that's why I kind of went yesterday with you here. I'm like, man, is it possible for the pilot and the flight crew? What would it take for the flight crew to be able to maybe take the plane themselves and land it somewhere? I mean, is that even possible?
It's conceivable. It's unlikely, but it is conceivable. And investigators are also saying that the plane's transponder signal, now that's a location and altitude signal that mm-hmm. is tracked by air traffic controllers on the ground, at least when over land, not necessarily over the oceans. Anyway, it suddenly disappeared. Now, that would indicate either a sudden loss of power, as would happen, say, during an in-flight explosion, a bomb, mm-hmm. or an in-flight breakup. But if that had been the case, why is there no wreckage? And what's to explain this 500-mile deviation that allegedly occurred? There could have been a complete loss of electrical power, which would render the transponder inoperative, and then the plane continued on for that many miles out of contact. That's a weird one. Or was the device switched off intentionally during a hijacking?
Well, that's
or
the thing.
Was there some rogue crew element to this? I really tend to doubt that, but, you know, none of those things is likely.
888-302-3684. What do you think is likely? There's a lot of speculation. One of the things that we specialize in during this hour of the Good Day program is taking bits and pieces of talk radio programs, news talk shows on radio and television, in fact, and parlaying them into information that you can chew on and express yourself on and just think, all right, I know a little bit more than the average bear. And that's the case here on Good Day. 14 after the hour.
Would you wait a week for your shower to get hot? Would you wait up to a week to feel maximum relief from your nasal congestion? Nasacort Allergy Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, Afrin No Drip starts working in seconds. And keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait up to a week for maximum relief from your nasal spray? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com. It's a proven fact that having whiter teeth makes you look younger and healthier. And I know how important white teeth are in your personal and business lives. Getting them pearly white usually means a mouthful of harsh chemicals that can leave you with sensitive teeth. I whiten my smile with naturally based Active White. No messy strips or trays. Active White lifts stains from your teeth using non-peroxide foam that takes only 2 minutes to apply. Its main ingredient has been used in Europe for 10 years. Active White is so powerful, it starts whitening your smile in just 2 minutes, removing coffee stains, tea stains, smoking stains. It even whitens a smile with teeth yellowed from years of built-up stains. Call 800-865-7602 to order Active White. Whiten your smile. 800-865-7602. Risk-free call. You'll have your loved ones asking, how'd you get that white smile? Try it now at 800-865-7602.
Right now until March 18th, the flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators have huge deals going to fit any taste or budget, like donor oak laminate for an amazing 39 cents a square foot, beautiful carbonized bamboo for just $139, even spectacular Bellawood pre-finished Bolivian rosewood for an incredible $299 a square foot. Pick up free samples at hundreds of stores nationwide, plus special financing available and easy professional installation or expert advice for DIYers. But hurry, the sale ends March 18th. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
We made Tylenol Sinus to relieve your sinus headache. You made popcorn to perfection. We relieved your sinus congestion. You found the perfect movie for your kids. We eased your sinus pain. You got your kids to bed without a peep. Only Tylenol Sinus combines the number one doctor-recommended brand of pain relief and a powerful decongestant. But for everything we do...
Can I sleep in your bed?
We know you do so much more. Tylenol Sinus. Use as directed.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program, the essence of conversation. People mystified and captivated by this story for the last 3 or 4 days. What's going on with this Malaysian airliner 777 that seems to have disappeared? There's a lot of speculation, so we'll spend a few more minutes on this. Here's host Tommy Tucker talking to correspondent Barnaby Lowe, who's over in Vietnam, about the search for this missing plane.
Is there any speculation as to why the pilot may have turned the plane around?
Well, because they have not found anything. They have not found any evidence to be able to, you know, accurately piece together the puzzle. It is still a mystery right now why, when the plane turned back, the pilot did not contact air traffic. There was no communication from the pilot or from any of the crew on the plane, for that matter. There was no distress signal, and that's highly abnormal, because it is normal protocol that when a plane decides to turn back and go back to where it first took off, that there would be communication coming from the plane. But this time around, there was no communication at all coming from the aircraft.
You would have to think, if, you know, as the different authorities rule out terrorism, you would have to think if it was an act of terror, somebody would have taken credit for it by now.
That is true. That is true. But they're still not ruling out terrorism. They're not ruling out anything because, again, no evidence at all to point to what really happened on that plane that day.
In terms of area, just if you could, Barnaby, give people an idea of how massive this area is and why you can't just take a couple of flights and look for wreckage.
Oh, this is a massive, massive area. They're now including the western coast of Malaysia, which is the Malacca Strait. So the Malacca Strait plus the South China Sea. It's tens of thousands nautical square miles of area. It's a vast sea, an ocean. And this is not just the effort of Malaysia. This is not just an effort of Vietnam. It's a massive international effort, search and rescue effort, involving almost a dozen countries. There are 40 vessels, dozens of aircrafts that have been searching and scouring the waters for any sign of the missing aircraft.
One of the there's a sort of interesting story floating around about one of the two Iranian men who boarded the this plane using a stolen travel document. 19 years old. This fellow was looking for a better life, so says his friend. The passengers identify as Porinor Mohammed Merdad, and his friend says they thought that this group of people, actually, they're talking about this yesterday, trying to reach Germany to claim asylum there. He was traveling on an Austrian passport. His friend said he noticed a different name printed on his ticket. He went together to the print shop, printed the ticket. After I saw the ticket, that's not your name, he said to him. And then he explained what he was trying to do, had a stolen Italian passport, the second Iranian did. I'm not sure whether they knew each other or not, Kenny. That doesn't seem to be clear, does it? These two guys knew each other? No. All right, a little more on this coming up on the Good Day program, 21 after the hour.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Someone's on the phone, 3 o'clock in the morning, yeah. Talking about how she can make it right, yeah.
From The Voice last night, Joe Trombino with Love and Happiness. He did not get any judges to turn around, so that was the end, I guess, for him. Isn't that what happens if the judges don't turn around? You're automatically sort of disqualified, Kenny?
Yeah, I think you pack the bags and head out.
And listening to this, you can kind of figure that out, right? Nothing very exciting. How about this? I don't hear anything. It excites me. All right, anyway. But I always like to use a musical reference for things that are kind of cool, and that is somewhat cool. All right, let's get into another conversation. Here's Mr. Meeks conversing on the latest, from his point of view here, on the plane that's missing.
The last we heard, it's basically they found nothing, know nothing, really.
Hey, Kevin, yeah, you know, the theory goes, or at least the theories have been going wild these last couple of days as to what happened to Flight 370. And one of the main focuses, since we don't really know anything else, has been on those two passports, those stolen passports. The manifest on that plane showed that the two men used stolen passports to get on that airplane. And we now know already that Malaysian officials are confirming that at least one of them, a 19-year-old, was an Iranian who used that stolen passport, bought it in Thailand, and used it to seek asylum in Germany. Where apparently he has family members, and there are also other reports now, Malaysian officials have not confirmed, but others are reporting that the other stolen passport was used by another Iranian who was seeking asylum in Denmark, which kind of dampens that theory that perhaps, you know, this was related to some sort of terror, or this was related to some sort of the hijacking event. That just doesn't seem to be the case at this point.
Jeff, what are they using to even track? Because I've heard differing stories of whether or not they believe the plane went down over water, that it might even be land.
Well, there's such a wide area. When you look at that radar, Karen, the way they track this was the beacon on the airplane. These beacon trackers on airplanes, they send out a signal every 2 seconds so that, you know, it's widely known via, you know, tracking companies, via airport officials, via the airliner. They know exactly where this thing is at any given moment. That, along with your standard radar, indicated that this airplane was about 2 hours into flight and over the Gulf of Thailand, but it made a turn, perhaps turning towards the west, towards the western part of the or the northwestern part of the Malaysian peninsula, and perhaps on the other side of it into the Strait of Malacca. That is where the search has widened. Now we've got crews, search boats, and airplanes, and fixed wing aircraft, and helicopters looking in the Strait of Malacca. So the search is widened. You're now talking thousands of square miles for this airplane. If it went down over land, you would think that it would be much more easy to perhaps pick up a ping from these black boxes, which are designed for catastrophic events. They're designed to withstand explosions, crashes, but at this point, nothing.
And maybe even if it was over land, a smoldering wreckage or something like that. You'd see some smoke or something.
You would have picked up smoldering wreckage. You know, somebody would have seen something or heard something, or there might have been like a small village, you know, where somebody would have been able to report something. And it would have been much more noticeable. In the sea, that's not necessarily the case.
Right.
You know, you can look at many cases, Kevin and Karen, or at least a couple of in the past. An Indonesian airliner went down in 2007 in Indonesian water. An Adam Air airliner, and it took about a week for crews to detect metal on the ocean floor. It took another 2 weeks for the U.S. Navy to recover signals from the data recorder of that cockpit, and it took another 7 months to actually recover that. So
that was reporter Jeff Monasso talking to Kevin Meeks and Karen Anderson.
Those guys with voices like that. It's 28 past the hour, and good day.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot Advanced Cream.
I know all about living with pain. After 19 years of pro ball, man, but now I'm feeling awesome. Icy Hot Advanced Relief is the real deal.
Icy Hot Advanced Cream has two maximum strength ingredients to last up to 50% longer. Works great on shoulders, backs, knees, even arthritis. Icy to dull the pain and hot to relax it away.
Come on now, advance past pain and get on with living.
Icy Hot Advanced, available in cream and patch.
Pain over.
Use only as directed.
This is a message for mature men and women. What happens when you don't get a good night's rest? Do you know why you're not getting a good night's rest? Perhaps you'd like to call 800-811-3790 and order PT9. PT9 is an all-new product that helps feed your prostate. So this formula, which is revolutionary in every way, has clinical concentrations of powerful natural ingredients that feed your prostate, keep it healthy, and thus eliminate the annoying symptoms of not having a healthy prostate, like getting up every night three or four times and waking up your loved one who's with you. That's why more women call 800-811-3790 than men, because they're tired of getting woken up every night. And there's less running to the nearest men's room all day long, too, after you start using PT9. 800-811-3790. PT9, 800-811-3790 for a great night's sleep.
Okay, you ready? I'm going to let go of the bike now.
Wait, not yet, Dad.
No, just keep pedaling. You've got it.
Don't go.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
I already did. You're doing it.
Woohoo! I'm doing it.
But once we take action, we're awfully glad we did. Markets are changing, and interest rates are still low. If you're thinking about getting into the real estate market, now may be the time to make your move. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
A meal for your mind.
It's the Doug Stafford Good Day program with lots of input from, in this hour, various radio programs that we monitor about some of the issues of the day. Man, there's a lot of yak about not only the Malaysian airliner, but sort of the rap on CPAC. At least a lot of the, well, both the right and left-leaning political talk radio programs seem to be focused a lot on this, and I guess from basically the point of view you'd expect. The right thinks that there was an event that was born in heaven, and the left thinks it was nonsense. So let's see where we can find. Is there an equivalent to this, Kenny, on the left? I don't know that there is. Is there something that would,
there is.
You could point to? No, I don't think there is either. All right, here's radio host Chad Hasty talking to Mark McAway, who is a strategist for the Republicans, about the division in the Republican Party.
Rand Paul versus Ted Cruz. We thought everyone was getting along on the conservative side of the Republican Party, but it doesn't look like that's the message any longer, correct? A little bit of a disagreement between Ted Cruz and Rand Paul?
Yeah. So it's, you know, it's interesting. I do think the two of them have been friendly for the past few years as Ted's been in the Senate, but I also think that they have some differences. And you saw Ted Cruz on Sunday on ABC's This Week draw a distinction between himself and Rand when it comes to foreign policy. He wasn't really sharp, but he did draw that distinction. And so this morning, Rand Paul decided to respond with an op-ed on Breitbart's National Conservative blog. And so that's going to get a lot of attention, and I think you're going to see people start to focus, particularly in the press, focus on Ted Cruz versus Rand Paul, the fight for the conservative grassroots in 2016.
Well, you know, it, also on Sunday, Paul Ryan said there's no civil war within the Republican Party. But then you have Mitch McConnell who comes out and says we're going to crush everyone, every last one of them, talking about the conservative challengers out there. While it may not be a civil war, there's certainly a disagreement in the Republican Party. And I think Paul Ryan misses the mark a little bit. Because he says, you know, it's not over the goal. Well, that's true. But he also says it's over the tactics that are being used. But that is still a pretty big disagreement out there among Republicans, correct?
Yeah, there is a disagreement about tactics. And he's really pointing to the government shutdown and sort of the best way to fight Obamacare and the fact that Cruz was able to get the grassroots and talk radio and most members behind that shutdown strategy late last year and leadership was put in a position where they essentially were forced to allow it to happen. But listen, it's not just tactics. It's also about people. I mean, you have groups on the right that are, you know, attempting to end the political careers of incumbent Republican United States senators in Kentucky and Mississippi and Kansas. And whether you believe some of these senators are conservative or not, I think to pretend like this is just a family disagreement is probably a little bit naive.
No, you know what it is? It's the egos of people like Mitch McConnell who are so out of touch. They've been in the positions they're in for so long, they haven't got a clue. And the first thing that should happen, and using words like, we're going to crush them, like they were bugs or vermin, just because they don't agree with the point of view put forth. McConnell is one of the biggest problems in the Senate and ought to be the first target of any group or individual to get him out of there. He is horrible, horrendous. He's a blight on the country and certainly a disgrace to the people that he represents in Kentucky. I've thought that for a long, long time. He's a political hack, a has-been, a guy who just is so long gone when it comes to his focus. The fact that he spent so much money from his campaign, they spent $1 million, Kenny, trying to find a way to discredit the actress's Judd, Ashley Judd, who's going to run against him in Kentucky. They spent $1 million in his campaign kitty to figure out ways of discrediting him. He is a discredited disgrace and ought to be, the number one target for anybody to get out of there. He's a big old boob. So there, having said that, let's move to another review of the CPAC convention this past weekend. Here's Ross Kaminsky on his radio program, actually talking about Senator Paul winning the straw poll quite handily, as I remember. I think he got, 31% approval or something like that from all of those over there? He did very well. Second year in a row. All right, here we go. Let's listen.
Rand Paul is the most overtly libertarian-leaning, even though he is a strong social issues conservative. He's the most overtly libertarian-leaning of all of these people who you would consider to be major presidential contenders. And for the second year in a row, Senator Paul won the CPAC's straw poll of, you know, the preferred candidate of the people who are in the room who they would like to see run for president. And I think this is very important. And I don't just mean that it's very important in terms of Rand Paul's political future. I think it says a lot about where the GOP needs to go. And the reason I say that is this, and nobody in the media is talking about this. All you ever get from the very few places that are even reporting it at all is that Rand Paul won the poll. Okay, and that's true, and that's, I guess, interesting as far as it goes, but it misses the big point. You have to look at who voted in that poll, who was attending CPAC, okay, to give Rand Paul three times as many votes as the guy who came in second, which was Ted Cruz. Rand Paul got 31%, Ted Cruz got 11%, so Rand Paul tripled the guy who came in second. But look, if you dig into the numbers, and nobody but me does this, but I did, so I can tell you about it. If I'm remembering the number right, 42% of the people who attended CPAC were between the ages of 18 and 25. Another 18% were between 26 and 40, okay? 60% of that crowd was under the age of 40, and the vast majority of them were under the age of 30. And these are the people who are supporting Senator Rand Paul. Now, why is that interesting? Because they are part of the so-called millennial generation. And Pew Research just did a big study, just came out a couple of days ago, and it has all kinds of very interesting information about the millennial generation. First of all, 50% of millennials consider themselves politically independent, much more than any other generation that's older than they are, much more. What else? Millennials are much less trusting of other people. Only 19% of millennials said that other people can generally be trusted. Every other generation was at least 31%. They just don't trust anybody. Also, only 31% of millennials see a big difference between the Republican Party and the Democratic Party, and that's kind of an interesting statement, but here's my guess on that. Just a guess. When they don't see a difference between the parties, some of it may come from being poorly informed, but I think some of it comes from just being frustrated, where they see both parties trying to control them.
You know what I think? Listening to that, but also listening to Rand Paul, understanding what his ideas are, I am more of a dyed-in-the-wool libertarian than most people who are in my circle, although when you go right through the core issues, you find that 70%, if you really understand what the issues are, understand what people are saying, if you really listen and have an open mind and an open heart, Rand Paul is saying what most people are thinking. So did his father. His father was brilliant, and yet the news media cut out his heart. They won't do that to Rand because he's smarter than his father. But it just is amazing. This is the kind of guy who got 31% support, and Mitch McConnell wants to crush him. Yeah, good luck to you, McConnell. Here's host Jeff Kuhner talking about why he thinks Senator Paul won the straw poll.
I had a lot of my sources and friends went to CPAC. They said, Jeff, I am telling you, Rand Paul electrified the audience.
As our voices rise in protest, the NSA monitors your every phone call. If you have a cell phone, you are under surveillance. I believe what you do on your cell phone is none of their damn business.
That brought them to their feet. I mean, that line will help. I'm telling you, if he sticks to this line of attack, that line will carry Rand Paul, I believe, into the White House. He can put the entire military-industrial complex on trial. He can put the national surveillance state on trial. He can put the growing socialist police state on trial. And he will basically make this argument to the American people. Do you stand with individual freedom, the Constitution, and liberty? Or do you stand for a mother big government that now says it has the rights to listen to your phone calls, to read your emails, to monitor you on social media, to troll your phone records? In other words, does it have the right to spy on you and your every move?
Imagine with me for a moment. Imagine a time when liberty is again spread from coast to coast. Imagine a time when our great country is again governed by the Constitution. Imagine a time when the White House is once again occupied by a friend of liberty. And you may think I'm talking about electing Republicans. I'm not. I'm talking about electing lovers of liberty.
Bingo. This is what the liberals in this state and this country do not understand. We who are members of the Tea Party stand above the two parties. We are tired of the ruling class. We are now an insurgency. We are a conservative populist revolt that wants to restore the Constitution, balance our budget, and save our country from impending bankruptcy.
Amen. God love that. That's where I am 100% right there. Is that exciting? You hear some words in there that you can identify with? 888-302-3684. And email to Doug or Ken at DougStephan.com, Facebook.com/good day.
and Twitter at Good Day Show. Calls from you coming up as time allows. 16 for the hour here on Good Day.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called Non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com. Are you a man or a woman over the age of 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus to the rescue. It's a new all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide levels, which naturally widen the arteries and improve their elasticity to maintain healthy blood pressure. More blood to your heart, to your head, and all the areas of your body that need to be fed. That's everywhere. Heart Factors Plus works brilliantly for men and women all over the country who are worried about their blood pressure as they get older. Call right now to try Heart Factors Plus, absolutely risk-free. 800-577-8560. That's the number for Heart Factors Plus. 800-577-8560. 90-day money-back guarantee. Get the blood all around your body. 800-577-8560. Boosting nitric oxide levels greatly benefits your blood pressure, keeps your arteries clean and strong. You'll love it. It's Heart Factors Plus for your blood pressure. 800-577-8560.
It's time to spring clean your diet. I'm Risa Jill Miller. Eating healthy can be simple and affordable. Kickstart better habits with high-quality food at low prices with the new Aldi-exclusive Simply Nature line. It features food made with only all-natural or organic ingredients. Here's a tip from Aldi Advisory Council member, registered dietitian Elizabeth Ward.
This spring, clean up your diet by stocking up on simple and fresh ingredients that can be added to everyday meals. For example, I always have a bag of Simply Nature organic baby spinach on hand. This flavorful and versatile power food can liven up almost anything. Blend in soups and smoothies, stir in almonds and pastas, or chop up and whisk into salad dressings. Sprucing up your diet can also be affordable. At Aldi, I can find endless nutritious foods and produce at a fraction of the cost.
To help you eat healthier, Aldi stores offer nearly 70 varieties of fresh produce, including organic selections. Take a fresh look at Aldi by visiting Aldi.us.
Ladies and gentlemen, Captain Obvious.
If your hotel balcony lacks a railing and a floor, it's probably just a window. If you're going to L.A., don't book a hotel room in Tallahassee. If you want to book hotels from your mobile device, use the Hotels.com mobile app. You can't use it until you download it, but once you have, you've got it.
Hotels.com, the obvious choice.
888-302-3684, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Dylan, listening in Virginia, thinks Rand Paul is the best.
You know, we tried to tell everybody in 2012 with what Ron Paul started that, you know, you're not going to pull in the independent vote. You're not going to pull in the people. I can't tell you how many people voted for Obama because they chose over Ron Paul because he didn't endorse anybody and they wanted to go the lesser of two evils. Rand Paul won for a reason. We are trying to tell everybody that this is, you know, pretty much our last chance. Or then again, who knows if Hillary's going to win? I think she had a heart attack recently, if you ask me, and her health probably is not up to date. But people that are choosing Ben Carson, Herman Cain, you know, I do have a feeling that the next black president would be a Republican black president. But I think today, regarding the Constitution, the diversity we see in the United States, the main way to bring everybody together is going to be through a constitutional conservative candidate. And I think we're going to find that with Rand Paul.
Hillary had a heart attack? Okay. Yeah. Here's Al in Massachusetts, thinks it's too early to pick a candidate.
Sorry, but it's a bit early for me to decide who I really want. I guess the person I would like is someone that can really articulate the message. I mean, we've now had 6 years the country has gone clearly to the far left. This president came in, spent a couple trillion dollars. It has not moved this economy anywhere. We need to look back to the early 1980s. Reagan came in. People forget interest rates were 17-18%, and federal revenue went up. And I know the liberals will say, well, the deficits went up. Yeah, because Tip O'Neill and them spent more money. My point is, we need someone to go around the liberal news media, like Reagan did, and set an agenda and educate this country about what conservative values mean, how they're positive for this nation, how having a strong military wards off people like Putin. So I think it's a teachable moment for the president that he could listen to a potential candidate and realize he's taking this country down the wrong road, America.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You've chosen to spend time with the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Super duper, thank you very much. Let's put the Ukraine situation into perspective, as things don't seem to be changing very much there. Here are radio hosts Bruce Wolf and Dan Prof talking to Peter Brooks from the Heritage Foundation about responses to Russia as they stay where they were in the Crimean portion of Ukraine.
I don't know if you saw this document that was published by Alexander Dukin, who's a some kind of ideological and geostrategic advisor to Putin, where he lays out a plan for what he calls the Russian Spring. And specifically on Crimea, he says, he writes, the referendum in the Crimea on whether to join Russia passes with minimal problems. The vast majority vote for joining Russia. No country recognizes the referendum except Russia. Russia raises the question of retaliatory actions if it receives Crimea into Russia. Both chambers of the Duma ratify the annexation. Crimea's return to Russia. Russian forces enter. Putin is supported by everyone. His popularity among the people climaxes. This helps him cope with internal changes and advances Russia's interests ultimately. Is that a fair assessment of how this is likely to play out?
I think that's the Kremlin's game plan right now. Although that is changing over time, I think. They're seeing how the West reacts. I mean, you know, they started this with, I don't know if they're Russian soldiers or, you know, or Crimeans that are, you know, working for Russia or whatever. They had these insignia-less sort of soldiers surrounding bases. It was a few at a time, and then a couple of helicopters, and then a couple of planes, and then, you know, some more troops. But they didn't do it like, you know, they didn't send in 100,000 troops into Crimea. They were doing it, what I call is the creeping consumption of Crimea. They did it, you know.
That's alliteration.
Yeah, I have a piece on FoxNews.com today that talks about this. But they were doing it a little bit at a time, and they were gauging reaction. They were probing for vulnerabilities. They were probing for weaknesses in the West. They wanted to see if the United States and Germany, who's another major power in terms of ties with Russia, would react. And we didn't. So they just kept doing more and more. So they took another bite, and then they took another bite, and then they took another bite, and pretty soon it's going to be the whole apple is going to be gone. And they're just waiting to see what happens. Now, on the other side, they didn't want to get too tough with, you know, the Russians, look, the Russians understand, as an old Russian saying, that all they understand is the kulak, which means the fist is one of the meanings of it, or power. And in this case, this is what Putin understands. But what they wanted to do is they're afraid if they got tough with him, that he would react even worse. So they were trying to, you know, kind of go gently, gently.
So, Peter,
is working right now.
Yeah, what would be realistic for us to do?
Well, we should have probably gotten out in front of this a long time ago. In other words, you know, we probably should have come down a little bit harder. And in fact, you might even say the Bush administration didn't do enough of that with the Georgia situation, quite frankly. Russians respect strength. If we had reacted more strongly initially, instead of like waiting and hoping they would change their mind, we should have seen it for what it was. And I can't, you know, look, we can't go back and revisit history. So what I say here is just speculation on my part. But I think a stronger reaction from the West would have made a difference.
All right. So let's see if we can put a different stroke on this. Here are our hosts, John Zak and Susan Rose, talking to military analyst Jeff McCausland about Russia, Ukraine, and what he thinks Putin's going to do.
We brought up the former Soviet Union. You know, it's sort of easy to make a comparison now and draw comparisons when you look at what Russian President Putin is doing and threatening in Ukraine, although he did say that he would begin a troop withdrawal. What do you suppose he's going to do next?
I think it's hard to say, and I think Putin himself may not know, because that troop withdrawal, I mean, they've been the masters at the bait and switch, saying one thing and doing something else. So events on the ground may dictate the next move by Putin. You know, in a recent press conference, he's talked about, you know, humanitarian assistance is what this is all about. There's propaganda in Moscow, for example, that 600,000 or more Ukrainians have fled into Russia from the Ukraine. All this, by the way, is untrue. And while he said they may back down, he certainly has also said that he will use additional forces if required, and has likened this operation to what the United States has done in Iraq, Afghanistan, with its allies in Libya, Kosovo, and said, well, if you can use military force, so can I.
These were his first comments. Any reason why he decided to speak out today on this?
Well, I think it was about time. At some point in time, he needed to speak out. Certainly, world leaders have spoken out about this. President Obama, Mr. Cameron, Mrs. Merkel have all publicly spoken out. So he needed to make some kind of a statement at this time for domestic consumption as well as international consumption.
You know, Jeff, he had said that the Russian military exercises held near Ukraine's border were not intended to intimidate. Well, why then, if not to intimidate?
Well, the Russians had conducted a series of so-called snap exercises. We've seen those over the last year or so. They began actually in the Far East. So one could say that, you know, operational testing of one's military forces is fairly routine. There had actually been some rumors that an operational test like this was going to be conducted prior to the Olympics. But for a host of reasons, the Russians decided to delay that. Obviously, as the situation in the Ukraine deteriorated, this became an opportunity not only to conduct that test, but do it in a fashion that, you know, flex Russian muscles, not only to the Ukrainians, but across Eastern Europe and around the world.
So that's it.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. I discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.